I stand with her. If she doesn't sing, I stand with her. If she follows Jesus, I stand with her. If she don't follow Jesus, I stand with her. Because that's a father's love. Tonight, I have my wife standing beside me tonight, and there's only one way to do this. This testimony that we have is not mine, but it's ours. And Brandy's mic'd up tonight, and she's nervous. I'm nervous for putting my family out on the spot. I know there's a devourer out there, and his name's Satan. So I'm going to go ahead and rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go ahead and claim victory in Jesus' name. That this word that's going to go out tonight is not going to go out void, but it's going to accomplish what it needs to be accomplished tonight. And tonight I want to read the text that we was at this morning, and we preached on the hand of God being in the potter's hand. And I told you about being in the potter's hand. But there's something else in there. He said he was marred. He was marred in the potter's hand. Not marred in the world. Jeremiah 18, not marred in the world. He was marred in the potter's hand. I'm talking about he was in God's hand and he got marred. So tonight I want you to know some things that come to our life, the pain that comes, problems that comes, persecution that comes, things that comes our way comes through the hand of God. And we have to endure these things as a good soldier. So tonight I'm going to read and I'm going to pray, and me and my wife is going to give you tonight what God has spoken to us. If you have a copy of God's Word, Jeremiah 18 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Jeremiah 18 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause them to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred." That's where we was at this morning. The vessel that he made was marred. But now here's where we're at tonight. I want you to get this. In the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. He made another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Father, tonight I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, tonight I claim he's a defeated foe. Father God, I pray for my daughter tonight as she sung that song tonight, the goodness of God. Father, I pray tonight, Father, for my wife as she's mic'd up tonight and shared the testimony that has went on in her life. Lord, it's not only her testimony, but it's my testimony tonight. Father God, tonight we're not separated, but we're together. Father God, tonight we're made a covenant tonight. Father God, just as I have that blood covenant with you tonight, me and my wife has that covenant as well. And Lord God, tonight we don't take it lightly, but we take it seriously. Father, tonight, if there's somebody in here tonight dealing with depression, dealing with doubt, dealing with fear, dealing with being lost tonight, or may just need a touch from heaven, Lord, I pray this word tonight would touch somebody's heart and they allow you, the potter, to mold that clay. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I glorify your holy name. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Before I start, I just want to say this is so much out of my comfort zone, but the Lord has been so good to me and my family. Who am I to hide it?
Come on.
And I want to start, I guess where to begin is the year 2016. And y'all can see my Facebook post. And this very post I shared, this was my Facebook post. This, you see, was my Facebook post. And, well, February 2022, I was reminded of this very year. This is the year that I decided to quit asking God for another baby and to be satisfied and blessed that he allowed me to experience Kaylee. I have always thanked God for allowing me to experience any and every mothering opportunity I've had with Kaylee. You see, it was 4 years after me and BJ was married before God allowed us to become pregnant with Kaylee. And my, oh my, is God's timing perfect. From the moment that I found out I was pregnant with her, I told God, I know she's all his, but I thank you for letting me mother her. You see, Kaylee came into our lives in a time when the devil was trying to creep in and steal our marriage. Don't get me wrong, I love BJ with every ounce of my beating heart, and I was definitely no angel. in the time of his life where the devil had a grip on his life with addiction. But I will not, and I have not never gone into detail to glorify what the devil almost robbed me from. I'm not saying that my Kaylee is the reason why our lives changed. I know it was all Jesus, but I also know that he gave us Kaylee so that I or we could get through the things that we faced during a long year of 2003 and half of 2004. You see, in that short year, the devil stole BJ's good-paying job, our home, my first new car, a CD, all kinds of material things. But God never allowed the devil to take BJ or Kaylee. And there was definitely times that the devil could have taken BJ from us.
And as we got there and we started writing this testimony, knowing what God had done, I want to share this with you. In 2003, to the time I got born again in 2007, there was so many dark days in our life. And I want you to know this tonight. I know what it is to battle an addiction. I know what it is to lie, to be a cheat, a steal. I know what it is to be all of them. And I'll never forget one day I was supposed to be at work. She put my name here, and I want to share this. I'll never forget. She said, you're going to have to stop living that life. You're going to have to stop living that life because it's getting us nowhere. We can't have nothing. We've got nothing. Everything that we've ever worked for has been taken because you're living that life of addiction. We can't have nothing. And she said, well, you're going to have to quit that. And I told her, I said, baby, I promise I'll never use again. I'll never do dope again. I'll never go down that road again. I got to work one morning early, and old boy told me, he said, hey, man, let's don't go to work today. Let's go cook some dope. And I said, okay, let's go. And I loaded up with him, and we went to his house. And when we got behind his house, listen to me, I'm giving my heart tonight. When we got behind his house, somebody pulled up on us. And when we left that spot and I went out to where we were supposed to be, that meth lab blew up on me. And every bit of the skin on my face peeled off. Folks, I'm talking about every bit of the skin peeled off my face. And I want you to know this tonight. That man told me, he said, you need to go to the ER. I said, I can't go to the ER. I'm on probation. If you take me to the ER, I'm going to jail. I'm gone. I can't do this. He said, what do you want me to carry? I said, carry me to my wife. Who was supposed to be my friend? Listen to me tonight. I'm talking about who was supposed to be my friend, took me to my house, knocked on my door, and spun gravel leaving. When she opened that door, I'm supposed to be at work making a living. And here I am, I can't even see. For about a week and a half, supposed to be dedicating Kaylee to the Lord that next Sunday. Had to postpone it because I couldn't even see out of my eyes. You see what Satan will do? Satan will rob you. Satan will steal from you. Satan will kill you. As my mom, she come up, and I had an old white T-shirt over my head. I hadn't seen her in a week and a half. She said, I want to see your face. Take that cover off your face. When I pulled that cover off of my face, you're talking about almost lost everything. I couldn't see nothing. She said, we're going to the doctor. I said, I can't go to the doctor. She said, I'm going to Lemuel Boyette. She called Lemuel and said, Lemuel, will you see BJ after hours? Lemuel said, I'll see him. We went into the back of the family health pharmacy there, and we went in. Lemuel looked at my face. He knew right then. I told you this morning. Listen to me. People knows when you're a lie. People know when you're a fake. They know when you're a cheat, and they know when you're a failure. And as I stood before him, Mama done went out. He said, you're going to have to straighten your life up, or you're going to die. He said, I'm just going to give you some drops to put in your eyes. I couldn't see my wife, and I couldn't see my daughter in a week and a half. All she'd do was crawl all over me. I could not see her. He said, I'm going to give you some drops, and you put these in your eyes. And if it don't clean your vision up, you better get to the eye doctor as soon as possible. Tonight, you listen to me. He won't only take material stuff from you, but he'll take your physical life from you. Yep. Satan will take your life from you.
Yep. But thank you, Jesus, that when we finally made God the Lord of our complete life, he started turning our lives completely around, and it has got nothing but sweeter. Within 5 years of us hitting rock bottom, God restored, most importantly, my relationship with him, and BJ made him his Savior. Then he gave us back our home where we will always serve the Lord, and he has restored not only material things, but most importantly, relationships. I say this just because if you've been living in sin and you change today, it does not mean you're getting everything you lost back today or even tomorrow. But I do know that if you serve him with all your heart for the rest of your life, he will give you your heart's desires and more.
Amen.
Now that we've been walking with the Lord for a little over 19 years now, he has blessed me more than I ever deserve. Our lives have just been complete with the Lord and us three. Don't get me wrong, with all the babies in the church,
Bless her, Lord.
What married woman doesn't get baby fever? But I, my heart, felt complete. Well, in 2021, the Lord showed me just how He is the one that every good and perfect gift comes from. And He's definitely in complete control. His timing once again, my oh my, how perfect. You see, here's our sweet, precious baby girl. All grown up, a senior, and ready for college. Ready to see how God molds her adult life, and He decided to send us this precious baby boy. We've always wanted Kaylee to have a sibling, and well, BJ's always wanted a boy to carry on his last name. And God gave us just that 6 years after me thinking our life was completely planned out. From the moment God told us we was having him, we already said that God would get the glory even through our baby's name. William Ryder, protector of the message.
Yeah.
Me turning 40 while pregnant with him, of course I was worried about his and my health. But through the entire pregnancy, it's been different, but different health-wise. A perfect health-wise. Well, on January, before Ryder was due in February, BJ decided to do a fast. Anytime something big in our life was needed, we've always fasted. You know, the Lord says in Mark 9:29, and He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. So as He was telling Kaylee and I that He was going to do a 21-day fast to get closer to God and to seek His face for the health of baby Ryder and me, Kaylee said, Daddy, tell me all about it. I want to do this fast with you. You see, in Proverbs 22:6, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. This is our responsibility as a parent to lead our children in the right path. So on January the 9th, they started their fast. And believe me, I know it was difficult. But what was to come, I know was definitely worth it. So Ryder's baby shower, Sunday, January the 30th, was their last day of the 21-day fast. That very Sunday morning, I woke up with a dream that the Lord had allowed me to have. I was in tears. You see, this was only the third time in my life the Lord has come to me in a dream, and I know it was because of their obedience with the fast that the Lord allowed me to dream this dream. He woke me up so strong and with so much peacefulness. The Lord told me, do not worry, you and the baby are going to be just fine. And He just kept reassuring me in my dream that I need not to worry, that we both were going to be just fine. And that's why I come back to this Bible verse that says that His promises are true.
Amen.
And oh, and He said, by the way, He's going to be born January the 44th. Right away, as I woke up crying and counting from January the 31st, through the number 44, it went on to February the 13th, which equals 44 days. I told BJ I was so excited. I said, he told me we were going to be just fine, and I believe he's going to be born on your birthday. I was beyond happy, but I still had no idea what was about to unfold. On February the 7th, Monday night, I woke up sick, and I tested positive for COVID.
Yes, Lord.
I was so upset. Everywhere we went, I wore a mask. I made them wear a mask. We washed our hands. I was so worried about the baby, forgetting the Lord's promise to me that everything was going to be just fine, or even seeing God's faithfulness that both BJ and Kaylee tested negative that very same day. So then that following Friday, I woke up around 4 a.m. with a burst of energy, just feeling great, cleaning everything in the house. And throughout the day, I was having contractions on and off. Then that Saturday, February the 12th, I had the same thing, a burst of energy and contractions on and off. I was getting nervous. So I took another COVID test, and it was negative, which was only God.
Amen.
Remember, He said to me, don't worry, you and the baby's going to be just fine. So then Saturday, I went to the ER. I was very hesitant to be checked out. I even told BJ and Kaylee, I said, don't tell anyone, just in case it's Braxton Hicks. As we arrived at the hospital, and I was taken in a wheelchair to a hospital room to be checked in, they said I had dilated to 4 centimeters, then within 30 minutes to 6, and I was having contractions. Ryder's heartbeat started going from 165 to 40 and even down to 30 during each contraction. The doctors and the nurses were swarming my bedside and giving me shots, trying to slow the contractions down and help his little heart. I could see the worry on BJ and Kaylee's face, but for some reason, which was the Lord, I felt as if everything was going to be just fine. Everything went into chaos.
As we was in that room that day, we went in on the 12th. And I asked the nurse, which was Miss Robin, I said, the Lord has told her this baby's going to be born on the 13th. Is there any way that he can hold and not be born on the 12th? The doctor comes in with his old shirt on and chewing his chewing gum, and he reaches in there. And you just know me, so you just got to go, okay? And he breaks her water. And when he breaks her water, it's supposed to be water, but it's full of blood. It's nothing but blood. When he breaks that water, this doctor's, and they're supposed to be ones that uplift you, encourage you, that you lean on. His whole face, his whole complexion, everything about this man changes. He changes from being all cool and collected to he's on a duty at that moment. As that, all that unfolded and all that took place, man, we done got scared, done got upset. And to come to find out, as when they broke that water, her uterus was full of blood clots. Not knowing that leading up to this moment. And as all that is taking place and all that's unfolding, his remark to me is this: we're fixing to go out, and we got to go out now, and I'm going to try my best to save both of them. Here I go with a family of four that could that quick be a family of two. As they walk out of that room and they roll my wife out, I want you to know I had nothing left in me to do but to pray. That's what I should have been doing to start with. This was supposed to be a happy time. I went in just relaxed, but I got in prayer mode. Me and Kaylee both did. And Kaylee's exact words, same thing I was thinking. She said, Daddy, I'm afraid Ryder's not coming back into the room. Folks, I want you to know, as they was wheeling her out of that room, Miss Robin looked back, and she said, Brother BJ, just pray. When your nurse tells you to just pray, I want you to know, I was on my knees in that room, me and my daughter begging God. And I want you to know, I wasn't angry with God, but I was reminding God that he had made me a promise. And that promise was this: the Bible says God cannot lie. Titus 1:2 says, God who cannot lie. And I reminded him of his promise that he had done told me and my wife that everything was going to be okay. On January the 30th, that morning when he woke Brandy up, we was at this church. Brother Tony Woodham comes up on the altar. He comes walking right by us and he whispers in Brandy's ear, everything's going to be okay. That's what God told me to tell you. Friends, I want you to know, we had confirmation after confirmation, but Satan was staring us down right there in that room. That old devourer was in my face. And tonight he may be in your face. And he may be telling you it's over, that God can't show up, that God can't show out. Well, I got good news tonight, amen? Hey, God is still on the throne. Hey, we're standing here tonight, and we're giving all the glory and all the thanks to Jesus Christ tonight. Yes. And if it wasn't for God, either my wife or my boy wouldn't be here. But I thank God tonight that when he tells you something, his yea's yea and his nay's nay. And whatever he's told you, you can take it. You can take it to the bank tonight. He's not going to lie, and he's not going to back up. He's going to do what he says.
Thank you, Jesus, for your promises. Only God brought first a healthy baby rider into the room within 10 minutes of me leaving the room. And as protocol, I had to have an x-ray to make sure there was no surgical instruments left inside of me because it was an emergency. And they weren't able to count them before they had done the surgery. And then the Lord also allowed a healthy me to be brought back into that room. Remember, he had promised that we were going to be just fine, and his hand was definitely on us. So the very next day, they moved us to this room 212, which is Ryder's birthday, February the 12th.
And we was in room 212 now, and I was wanting him born on the 13th because that was my birthday. And I said, God has messed up. I was sitting in the room crying because I thought God had made a mistake, letting him be born on the 12th and not the 13th. Total meltdown.
And this was actually February the 13th, but they had left that date up there. And I was just staring at it. I was sitting in the hospital bed, and I was just staring at it and staring at it. And I said, 2/12/22. And I said, that's it. I said, if you take that one, that's January, the month and the day, 2 plus 2, that's 44. And then the year, 2 plus 2, that's 4. So January the 44th. I said, God knew the whole time he was going to be born January the 44th. I wanted to add the extra days to it to make 44 days, which went into February the 13th. But God definitely had his hand on us.
Good?
Yep.
When we got into that room and she said that, and she showed me that, I want you to know I got thanking God for his hand on my family. What I thought he messed up on, he was right on the money. When he left that written on that board and stayed on that board, we're number people.
Yeah.
The only reason we're here is because of the dreams that she had. I'll never forget the night she woke up and she said, BJ, I woke up tonight and it's 3:21. And I said, go to bed, just don't worry about it. And the next night she woke up and it was 3:21. And the third night she woke up and it was 3:21. And we was praying, Lord God, do we need to go to that church and take that ministry, or do we stay where we're at? And we truly believe that God said, 3:21, go. And we step out on the dreams that God gives us and the faithfulness that he is in our life. So tonight I want to ask you a question. Are you faithful to step out when the hand of God is right in your face? Will you doubt what he does, or will you step out in faith and let him lead your life?